USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's inflation woes can be blamed on supply chain issues, surging demand, production costs, and trillions of dollars spent on COVID relief funds. So how long will Americans have to put up with the additional $300 per month on expenses from 1 year ago? Well, that depends on who you ask in Washington. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Russian President Putin announced he plans to nationalize all businesses leaving Russia because of their invasion of Ukraine. In response, President Biden on Friday is expected to call for an end to normal trade relations with Russia. That'll clear the way for increased tariffs on Russian imports. The group of seven nations and European Union leaders are expected to follow suit. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If your stress levels are registering an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10, don't worry, you're not alone. The pandemic, the open U.S. borders, fuel being the most expensive ever, Russia attacking Ukraine, work, barking dogs, pollen.
Financial woes, coupled with a barrage of horrifying scenes from Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion, have pushed a majority of Americans to unprecedented levels of stress, according to a new report from the American Psychological Association. The association's annual Stress in America poll found that U.S. adults, already weary from 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and continuing inflation, are now overwhelmingly troubled by the war in Ukraine. According to the results, 87% of those surveyed cited rising cost of everyday items, such as groceries and gas, as a significant source of stress. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. And don't forget, daylight savings time happens early Sunday morning. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As if the Russian invasion of Ukraine wasn't enough, India is reporting it accidentally fired a missile into Pakistan this week because of a technical malfunction during a routine maintenance. Longtime foe Pakistan warned the incident could have unpleasant consequences. Looks like Major League Baseball's back.
The baseball lockout is over as the owners and players have come to terms on a ratified new collective bargaining agreement, which will ensure a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he believes that the owners' imposed lockout helped, despite being frustrating for the fans.
I do believe that the lockout helped move the process along. If we had just slid into the season, started the season without the lockout, I don't think we'd have an agreement today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two different states, two different ways of dealing with the rattlesnake problems. An annual rattlesnake roundup in South Georgia recently changed the event this month to celebrate living snakes without skinning and butchering them, gaining praise from animal rights activists. In Texas, they do things a little bit different. Texas plans to do away with the deadly pests at the world's largest rattlesnake roundup this weekend in the Texas town of Sweetwater. Animal rights activists are calling it barbaric. Dennis Cumby, one of the organizers, says it's the biggest event in this town every year. It's very much a part of our culture. End quote. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.